こんにちは、皆さんこんにちは。第7回ポッドキャスト始まりました。ということで今日はみずほさんが、熱を出してしまってダウンしているので今日はみずほさんは来られません。で、日本語ではなんか風邪をひいちゃって来れないとかの時はダウンしてるって言ったりします。ということで私一人なんですけど、でも今回はジェシさんというゲストが来てくれているのでジェシさんとお話ししていきたいと思います。それから今回は私は日本語で話すんですけどジェシさんは英語がメインでちょっと日本語話してもらおうと思っています。じゃあ自己紹介お願いしてもいいですか？
Of course. Hi everyone, I'm Jesse. I'm a student, but I'm also a translator. And I'm currently studying Japanese, but I translate usually from French to English. So a bit of everything.
フランス語もできるんですよね。はい。で、ジェシさんは昔日本に留学されていたということなんですけど、いつ留学されてたんですか？
Well, I first went to Japan 6 years ago, so that was right after I graduated from university. So I was studying French at university, and then I decided to change completely and focus on Japanese instead. So I was in Fukuoka for 1 year. ちょっと福岡1年間留学したんですけど。
なんで福岡にしたんですか？
I didn't actually choose Fukuoka. It was chosen for me because it was a kind of scholarship. So every year, 10 people go from England to Japan and study in Fukuoka. So I had no choice. But actually, as soon as I got there, I realized it was a really nice place. And anyone who has been to Japan before will know that Fukuoka is very famous for ramen. And there are lots of other amazing foods there, and the people are very, very friendly. It's got a kind of relaxed atmosphere, I guess, and it was a perfect place for studying Japanese and really immersing myself in Japanese culture.
福岡、美味しいものもあるし、私もすごい好きです。で、福岡にいるときはなんか学校に通っていたんですよね。
That's right, yes. I was going to Japanese class every day. So, 毎日 3時間ぐらい日本語の授業があって、夜も、自分で勉強したり、日本人と話し合ったり、そういう感じで毎日勉強、日本語アップしようとしてたんですけど、まだまだっていう感じで。
めちゃめちゃ甘いですよ。
Not yet.
で、じゃあ学校に通っていて、寮に住んでたんですか？それともホームステイとか別で自分でアパートとか借りて住んでたんですか？
Yeah, I stayed in a dormitory. 寮に泊まったんですけど、That was part of the university. So I was just living a bit like a normal university student, I guess. Except we had a special floor. It was a building with 10 floors. And for some reason, they put all of the exchange students on one floor. So we had Japanese people, people, and then only on the 10th floor you had the English people kind of hidden away. That was nice. Yeah, it was a nice dormitory. Actually, it was a very special dormitory because it also had an onsen. I know everybody reacts in this way when I tell them about this, but yeah, it was really nice. You know, after a long day of university, you could go and jump in the like a real proper onsen on the ground floor. So yeah, we were lucky.
私も本当に温泉が恋しくて。
恋しくて、イギリスで。イギリスの寮にないでしょ。
ない。シャワーしかない。っていうか、温泉じゃなくていいから。バスタブが欲しい。
バスタブが欲しいんですよね。
じゃあお風呂はそれぞれの部屋についてたんじゃなくて、温泉が一つだけあったんですか？
いや、普通なバスルームも部屋についてて、we had a bathtub in our bathroom, like a private one.So if you wanted, you could have a small little dip in there. But then when you were really feeling like, a real onsen, then you could go down to the basement. And there was usually, some guys from the basketball team, of course, or the baseball team who would be in there, like you know, chilling out after their practice or something. And actually, that was a nice way to make some Japanese friends. I don't know, there's this expression in Japanese which is often used, which is hadaka no tsukiai, which is, for anybody who doesn't know that expression, it just means basically that when you're naked together, then you make friends more easily, which is kind of true, I think. Anyway, we made some good friends.
いいですね。それでもう今ジェシさんめちゃめちゃ日本語上手だと私は思うんですけど、日本に来たばかりの時、日本に着いた時の日本語のレベルはどれくらいだったんですか？
いや、もう本当にゼロで着いたらもう、何も話せなくて、結構困ってましたよね、毎日。 So every day was kind of an interesting experience at the start. So, you know, very normal things like going to the convenience store. If you're not in Tokyo and you're in a kind of slightly rural part of Japan, because we were not in the city, you know, we were in actually close to a place called Dazaifu, which is not really central Fukuoka city, it's more like a bit out of the city. So everything that we did on a daily basis was basically completely in Japanese. So I'm sure you can imagine this group of 10 English people wandering around the Japanese countryside looking for food in the convenience store or trying to buy tickets at the train station, which has these crazy kanji names for all the stations. Yeah, I mean, the convenience store is a wonderful place, obviously, everybody knows that. But when you don't know what all the different things are and you've never been to Japan before, you just see lots of different types of bread, for example. で、そのパンに何が入ってるかもう分からなくて、超困ってましたよね。It was really hard, you know, you just have to buy something, unless you know how to read the katakana, which I didn't because I arrived really with no Japanese. It was interesting.
本当に大変だと思います。私も大学、高校に入る前は、地方に住んでたので、本当に日本語喋れなかったら本当に大変だと思います。
Yeah, you can imagine, right?
Yeah. でもなんとかやっていけたっていう感じですか？
Yeah, we had Japanese every day, so I guess our level improved quite quickly, and we really felt this need to learn because if we didn't speak Japanese, it was really difficult every day. So we had the real like motivation to learn. And I think, obviously, when you learn a word in a real context, then you remember it. So that was really important for me, learning Japanese, was being in Japan and seeing real Japanese every day really made it stay in my memory, I think, a lot more than if I was learning in England with a textbook or something. So somehow, yeah, with 10 of us, we managed somehow to, as time went by, get used to these daily routines, daily processes, and then after 1 year, yeah, I think we were doing okay.
じゃあ日本に行く前はもうほとんど日本語は勉強せずに行ったっていうこと。
Yeah, it was kind of a crazy thing to do, but no, I mean this scholarship which I received was to study Japanese from zero. So, I mean, I learned a little bit of hiragana, katakana, but really when I arrived, my Japanese was basically like konnichiwa, sayonara, and I don't know, maybe arigatou gozaimasu. Like I really had no sort of idea about the language. You know, I studied language at university before that, but that was French, so that's a very different kind of language. And I was sort of learning a lot every day, and we had a good teacher, luckily, so she helped us.
なんで急に全く日本語できないのに日本に行こうと思ったんですか？
いい質問です。Well, I don't know. I did 4 years of French at university, and you know, I had some pretty intense exams in my last year, and I had no idea what I wanted to do for a job. You know, I didn't feel like starting working life. So when I had this opportunity, somebody told me about this opportunity to go to Japan, I was just amazed. You know, it was like this amazing opportunity. Not only did I not have to think about work for 1 year, but also I would learn so much and, you know, maybe find some new ideas about what I want to do in the future. So, yeah, it was a great opportunity.
でも日本に来るって決める前から日本には興味があったんですか?
いや、そんなに実はそんなに興味なかったんですけど、まあ興味ないっていうかちょっとひどい言い方ですけど、興味ないよりただ何も知りませんでした。もう日本っていう国はすごい曖昧っていうイメージがあったんですよね。なんかみんな多分 これですけど、西洋人の頭の中でよくサムライとか芸者とか、そういうロボットとか、そういうイメージしかない感じで、ですから、もう、それを、そのイメージを変えた1年間だと思います。なるほど。<笑>じゃあ、
じゃあもう一個質問したいと思うんですけど、そういうふうに全く日本ができない中で日本に来て留学中の一日の流れっていうのを教えてもらいたいです。Yeah,
so my daily routine was very fixed, you know, because we had this class every day. So basically we would wake up in the morning, obviously, that's what everybody does in the morning. And eat breakfast at the cafeteria. We would study in our rooms, I guess, for about 1 hour before the class started. And that was, for me, that was actually the most important time, because it was like 9 till 10 a.m. every day. And it was when I would review everything we did the day before. And I really, like, that felt like a very important time for me, because somehow I felt my brain growing during those days, you know, with these new Japanese words kind of slowly soaking in. And then, yeah, we had class until the afternoon with lunch at the university. And then in the afternoon, after class, we would go to the primary school next to the university and help with the school there. So that was kind of part of the scholarship, was that we had to, in exchange for the class, we had to go and help these kids. Usually they were, I don't know, 1年生, how old is that? Like 7 or something, yeah, like maybe 7 years old.
6歳.
6, okay, yeah, 6 or 7, yeah. And every day at 4 p.m. they had their snack. So they would sit down and they would talk to us in English, because it was an international school, so most of them could speak a bit of English. And the idea was that we were kind of just these English people for them to interact with, I guess.
じゃあその小学校では英語を教えるみたいな?
Yeah, not exactly teaching English, but just talking in English with them, helping them to, for example, they just talk about anything, you know, they're 6 or 7, so they talk about crazy things a lot of the time, or, you know, what they did that day. We ask them, like, what's their favorite class, or how is their, you know, football going, or something, and they would always be really energetic and happy, especially because they get this snack, oyatsu, like this 4 p.m. snack, which is was usually like, you know, maybe a nice senbei and some milk or something. Like, it was just like a nice time. And then we would help them doing their homework afterwards. So every day they had maybe some English homework and we would help them with that. Or they might have some kanji homework. And in that case, they were teaching us. So. yeah, and we would play sometimes sport together. And then, yeah, in the evenings, I was usually also working, because we had also these part-time jobs. So I was teaching English in, I guess, I don't know what you would call it. It's in Japanese, it's eikaiwa. So it's a kind of outside of school class for learning English. Yeah, it's kind of like a cram school, I guess. But that was really nice. That was a good part-time job, yeah. Yeah, and that was basically one day. So when we got back to the dormitory, it was often after teaching in the evening, it could be 10 o'clock or 10:30. Yeah, and then just straight to bed and wake up and repeat the next day. So it was an intense like daily routine actually.
なるほど。だからそんなに偉くない。でも、じゃあご飯は寮について行ったってことですか？そうですね。朝ご飯は寮で食べて、ランチもダイガクでも食べて、それ全部食券、ランチトークンもらってたんですけど、それを毎日使ってて、無料で暮らしていたけど、ちょっとラッキー。1年間早かったですよね。そういうルーティンはすると。 楽しそうです。ということで、今回はジェシさんに日本で留学してた時どういうことをされていたのかっていうお話を聞いたんですけど、今回はみずほさんがいなかったので、次回はみずほさんがいる時に一緒にどうやって日本語をこんなにうまく喋れるようになったのか教えてもらいたいと思います。 ここまで聞いてくださってありがとうございました。感想とかあったらぜひメールください。あとツイッターもやってるのでフォローしてください。じゃあまたね。<笑>